Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 26th of August, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. 98 consecutive days of no new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Another day in the Manx telecom pain goes on. We get a last look at Douglas South, which heads to the polls tomorrow. Harsher sentences for paedophiles, say Friday's demonstrators. Looking forward to that four-day bank holiday weekend. And, by the way, happy birthday, Peel Golf Club.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to sick, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Dolan Mercer.
Faster Mai, thousands of Manx residents are still without broadband connection 48 hours after problems began. Manx Telecoms announced unlimited mobile data during the broadband outage, launched a customer support hub and issued emergency mobile data SIMs for its customers. We'll hear from the boss of MT shortly. Voters in Douglas South will head to the polls tomorrow to choose two new politicians to represent them in the House of Keys. Polls open at 8 a.m. for the by-election, which was called following the resignation of Kate Costain and the passing of Bill Mullarky in February. Regeneration works due to take place in Peel next year are due to be discussed at a drop-in session this week. The Department of Infrastructure will be available to talk about the proposals and answer questions about the East Quay scheme tomorrow. And the Isle of Man's been free of any known cases of COVID-19 for 98 days. The regular 4 p.m. update shows a total of 9,794 tests have been carried out, with 336 proving to be positive. There are 25 people who haven't had their results, 9 people are waiting to be tested, and the island has had no active cases of coronavirus since the 20th of May. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayet, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather with no warnings out at sea for the next 24 hours on the island tonight. Intermittent showers on the light to moderate southwesterly. Overnight minimum 12 degrees. Not an unpleasant evening, though. For Thursday, Jordan Election Day, clouds and showers on a light north-north-easterly, freshening later up to 15 degrees during the day, down to 12 through the night. And Friday, Chehenya unsettled with outbreaks of rain and drizzle on a fresh to strong north-north-easterly. The rain will clear Friday evening, and then it's okay through until Tuesday. Top temperature on Friday, 16 degrees. High water in a little over half an hour's time, 6:04. Sunset 8:22 tonight. The late low tide 21 minutes after midnight. Sunrise 6:18 tomorrow morning. And high water is at 7:17.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com.
Just over 48 hours ago, 5 o'clock on Monday, thousands of people lost broadband connection on the island. The issue as yet hasn't been fixed. It remains something of a mystery to Manx Telecom engineers who have been working flat out. Today, MT announced unlimited mobile data during the broadband outage, launched a customer support hub and issued emergency mobile data SIMs for customers. The CEO is Gary Lamb.
It's very frustrating. We still don't have service to many of our customers. However, we have started to make some changes, which I'm hopeful will see a full recovery. We've actually brought Peel back on, and we're actually doing RAMS at the moment. So I am hopeful that we're starting to see a little bit of progress. We will see by tomorrow morning.
So you're tackling customers by area then?
That's right. That's the best way for us to approach it. And hopefully we will be able to move everybody by tomorrow morning. But there's still a little way to go, yeah.
There are some other contingency plans that Manx Telecom's just outlined late this afternoon. Can you talk us through some of those?
We've got unlimited mobile data is going to be provided, so that, you know, those that have been impacted by the loss of service, you know, they will be able to claim a credit on that overage during the period that we've had the outage.
It was announced earlier today that some of these emergency mobile data SIM cards were going to be handed out. Has that process started already?
Indeed. So we have also made available some emergency mobile data SIMs. I mean, just a couple of other things that we've announced. We're also publicising to make it easier for people to be able to hook up their mobiles as either a modem or a hotspot. So hopefully people will be able to do that if they haven't already done so. Where there are people that need to get into an office to be able to use broadband, we are actually opening up our hub at Manx Telecom HQ. There is a booking service to be able to do that. So there are details that have been issued to our website, so people will be able to get in and use a broadband service.
Do you know how many people are still affected and still without internet access?
Yeah, it's pretty dynamic. I would guess at the moment it's still around the 4,000 to 5,000. But as I said earlier, I'm hopeful that that will improve as we get into the morning tomorrow.
Lewis Foster's been speaking to some of those affected.
A lack of internet may be a modern issue, but it's undoubtedly, during these extraordinary times, an invaluable resource. For instance, what about those that are forced to work from home, or those that perhaps have returned to the island and are self-isolating?
I only got back to the island last week, so I'm in isolation until I leave. I should be now doing some internet courses for the company because, of course, we're not able to get to the training centres because of isolation, so we do our recurrence online. Of course, I can't do that because I don't have internet. I'm just a little bit dumbfounded as to the response I get from Manx Telecom. I've called them on several occasions and they keep saying, well, you can check our webpage, of course. I can't do that because I don't have internet and the 4G is not working here in Ramsey and certainly where I am.
You know, it was isolating enough as it is, but not being able to access the internet for my work has been very frustrating.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Voters in Douglas South will head to the polls tomorrow to choose two new politicians to represent them in the House of Keys. Polls open at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for the by-election, which was called following the resignation of Kate Costain and the passing of Bill Mullarkey in February. The details from Ewan Gorn.
Douglas South.
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 You'll have heard and seen those words many times in the last month as the 10 candidates vying for two spaces in the House of Keys have been campaigning to win the favour of Douglas South residents. The constituency includes the big estates of Anaka, Farm Hill, Pull Rose, Saddleston, Spring Valley and Vicarage Park, within which there are 4,759 registered voters. It's a by-election which in many ways has come to be dominated by the economic consequences of COVID-19 and the question of recovery. Record high unemployment, which is expected to rise yet further, means jobs have taken a top billing on the list of candidate priorities. Investment in businesses crippled by the virus, along with perennial issues such as health services, housing and the environment have also all been raised. It's a packed field with 10 hopefuls, a record number for a Keys by-election. Unless stated otherwise, the independent candidates are as follows. Anthony Allen, Pamela Burney Mullarkey, Claire Christian, Ian James Clanton, David Fowler, Andrew Jessop of the Isle of Man Green Party, Michael Josom of Liberal Vannon, Kevin Oliphant-Smith, Lon Pinkerton and Paul Quine. Two seats means you have two votes, with polls open between 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening. To be clear, you can't vote for more than two people. A spoilt ballot is fine, one vote is fine, two votes are fine, but no more. You should have been sent a poll card in the last week, which will give the location of your polling station. They're at Pullrose Methodist Church, Anaka School and Skolvalla Gjeld, where the count will be held. If you haven't been sent your poll card, don't worry. You're still entitled to vote if registered. Manx Radio will be broadcasting the result live and seeking reaction from the winners, who'll serve until the House of Keys general election in September next year.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bamacree left Heysham at 29 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She'll be docking about a quarter past 6 in Douglas. Spinning round, heading off for Heysham at 7.45, arriving there about half past 11 and then back at 2.15 into Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Paedophiles and those convicted of sexual assault should face harsher sentences, according to the organisers of a protest outside Douglas Courthouse. The demonstration will be held this Friday at midday to call for mandatory prison sentences and more work to prevent such crimes. It comes as a new law on sexual offences will be discussed by the LegCo and the House of Keys later on this year. One of the people behind the demonstrations is Christine Urquhart.
It's also about supporting the victims of these crimes. So many accused sexual offenders don't even see the inside of a courtroom. The victims themselves can feel abused all over again when they give their statements. And then after they've given their statements, they feel like they've been dropped. There's no kind of support system for the victim of a sex crime on the island. There's nothing stringent in place. So that needs to be looked at, as and anyone who's ever looked into the effects of childhood sexual abuse will know that the physical and mental health impacts can be a lifelong sentence for them. So we need to be able to catch them from the moment they declare officially to the police. There needs to be a safety net there for them. This is also about empowering the victims and letting them know they are not alone. They can reach out to me. There's plenty of services on the island as well. I'm also looking to set up my own charity, Ellen Vannon Victim Service, which will hopefully raise funds to get them fast-tracked into private therapeutic services should they need it, because we all know that our own mental health services, the NHS services, are quite overwhelmed and the waiting lists are quite long. These people need help from the moment they declare. If they don't get that, the impacts are on them, and our services are lifelong.
The original incident aside, the process of going through a court case or going through any kind of proceedings is going to be intimidating for people, isn't it? Whatever's happened to them already.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And as things are presently, it seems that the onus is always on the victim to prove that the crime happened rather than being on the accused to prove that it didn't. So the victim, yet again, they feel persecuted all over again. It's a difficult journey for them.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Good evening. It's 18 minutes to 6 on Update Live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. Virgin Atlantic's creditors have backed a £1.2 billion rescue plan to secure its future for 18 months and to save 6,500 jobs. The airline said 99% of its trade creditors voted in favour of a bailout, which involves only private funds and includes $200 million in cash from Richard Branson's Virgin Group. The company, which has closed its base at Gatwick Airport and is cutting more than 3,500 jobs, will seek approval from the High Court in London next Wednesday, 2nd of September. Hundreds of people are to lose their jobs at the Mini Car Factory in Oxford. BMW, who own the plant, say 400 out of the 950 agency personnel on site will be affected. Production at the factory in Cowley was stopped in March because of the pandemic and resumed in May. But a substantial fall in customer demand, the number of shifts at the plant has now been reduced from a three-shift pattern to two shifts. That'll happen in mid-October, although it will still operate 5 days a week. Agency personnel employed by the G Group will be retained according to length of service, individual skills and disciplinary record.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks traded slightly higher amid optimism about the US-China trade and ahead of a key speech by the US Fed chairman. The dollar gained but stayed within a relatively tight range. Oil steadied, pressured by worries about demand outlook during the pandemic. Gold rose despite the dollar gaining ground. And in corporate news, Aviva was a high riser on the second day in a row after agreeing on Tuesday to buy US-based real-time data software maker OCSoft for $5 billion, including debt. On the downside, Rolls-Royce lost ground today ahead of the release of its half-year results, and Polymetal was a little lower, even though it reported sharply higher interim profits and doubled its dividend, driven by higher gold and silver prices. The numbers at 5 o'clock in London, the FTSE 100 closed up just over a tenth of a percent at 6,045. The DAX in Frankfurt up almost a percent at 13,100. 190. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down a fifth of a percent, 28,191. The Tech Stocks Index, the NASDAQ, up just over a percent at 11,594. In Chicago, the S&P 500 was up four-tenths of a percent at 3,458. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 31.9 cents and €1 11.5 cents. And in commodities, gold up 0.8% at $1,943 per ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.4% at $45.82.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Just around the corner, in fact, on Friday, it's the four-day late August bank holiday weekend. A bumpy introduction. Do you remember it when it was first announced? Well, or not announced. It came across as the senior race day holiday just being cancelled. The Enterprise Minister is Lawrence Skelly.
It wasn't fully fleshed out, and it did seem right and it did seem appropriate, I think, to do something in the back end, not just as a celebration and thank you, I think, to key workers, but an opportunity to promote buy local, shop local and spend local, particularly our hospitality and tourism industry, which is why it sort of sat with us as a responsibility to try and coordinate events, if you like.
Friday could also mark 100 days without an active COVID-19 case here on the Isle of Man, so that would provide cause for celebration.
Absolutely. It is a huge milestone, and this is about a thank you to the great Manx public, really, for their cooperation in us achieving this. So, yes, it is cause for celebration. And, judging by the number of events that we're aware of, and I'm sure there are many more actually happening around the island, it looks like people are set to have a great weekend.
There is a national service of reflection on a more serious note.
I think that was one of the more important ones. The parade lap two, I think, were two major highlights within the calendar of events for this Super Manx Bank holiday. So a reflection service, which is all faith service, and I must thank the Lord Bishop actually for his efforts in actually coordinating that. And certainly we would hope that the public, if they are available, would like to attend this at St George's on Friday at 11 o'clock. So, yes, I think it is a very worthy somber too, because we should always remember those people who have lost their lives and all those families who have been affected, and friends and also carers that have been involved there.
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes to 6. Fast Am I, Tim Glover.
Fast Am I. Coaches from across the island are being invited to an event specifically for them next month. The Isle of Man Sport Coaching Festival is set to go ahead at the National Sports Centre on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of September. 6 local speakers from various backgrounds will be offering words of wisdom on everything from nutrition and injury prevention to psychology. Trevor Christian from Isle of Man Sport says adapting coaching to get around a potential second lockdown will be looked at.
Understanding that process is going to be crucial to being able to do just that. You know, how can you adapt the environment? How can you change the tasks within your coaching session so that no matter what challenges are thrown at you as a coach, you can deal with them? In the past, those scenarios have been more around, let's say you turn up at a school and all of a sudden you haven't got the kit that you expected to use, so how are you going to adapt your equipment? I think Adam's workshop's really going to sort of nail that and perhaps come out with lots of new ideas.
Further afield, Manchester United say Harry Maguire has been granted a full retrial over his assault and attempted bribery charges. The team's announced his appeal has been accepted in Greece, meaning he'll be tried in a more senior court. Yesterday he avoided jail after being found guilty of a number of offences in Mykonos. And Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain are the two clubs likely to sign Lionel Messi. The Argentine has told Barcelona he wants to leave this summer.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two departures and two arrivals from Ronald's Way. The 4:30 to London City and the 4:50 to Liverpool went away on time. Back in tonight, 6:40 from Liverpool and 8 o'clock from London City. On the roads, temporary traffic lights are needed at Prospect Hill. There was an electricity fault. It may have been mended by now, but if you're stuck in the queue, that's what it is. The electricity supply fault at Prospect Hill. Also, look out, the Gary Road is going to be closed till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning because of the high river levels, making the ford impossible. The Benahara Road between Lazare Road and Jerby Road is closed till 4:30 when there's going to be another review. The road was flooded from yesterday. Do be aware, North Key and Douglas is closed to motor vehicles for the pedestrianisation experiment between Ridgeway Street and Market Hill from 5:30 till 11 most evenings till the end of September. Church Benz Maloo's got two-way traffic signals for wall repairs. Look out also at Aubrey Road, Castletown. Two-way signals there and King Edward Road in Growdle, Athol Street, Douglas. Still that parking suspension until the back end of next week for number 6 to 11 for construction work. And the Finch Road, Douglas, one-way system reversal carries on until the 14th of December.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
And nothing to report on the Matrix signals as well for the mountain road. If you're thinking of going on holiday abroad, even if you have to self-isolate for 14 days when you get back, would you do it? Bookings by Manx residents for international travel apparently are thin on the ground, according to the chair of the online regional travel group, Brian Kelly.
We're certainly starting to see some green shoots from a corporate point of view in all the islands, Jersey, Guernsey and the Isle of Man. Leisure, we believe, will bounce back very strongly. But of course, within Guernsey and the Isle of Man, our restrictions are still there in relation to travel. And of course, we're not accepting, unless it's an essential worker, we're not accepting visitors into the islands as yet. Jersey have taken quite a more aggressive approach, and perhaps we're sitting back and waiting to see the effects of what they've done, and perhaps we could follow at some stage in the future.
But at the moment, people aren't, say, going on holiday in Europe and then taking on that 14-day self-isolation period.
I don't think there's an awful lot of that happening. I think where you've got people who have strong family links in the UK or further afield, they're certainly taking the opportunity to go away and visit family and friends and then obviously having to self-isolate on the return. But I think in relation to actually booking holidays and taking holidays at this moment in time, they're still very, very thin on the ground. And we don't expect any major changes from business travel and leisure travel, inbound or outbound from our islands, for quite some time to come. There will have to be a major change in our quarantine position and testing position before I think there's a confidence and a willingness for some volume travel to get back.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
One of the Isle of Man's oldest golf courses celebrates its 125th birthday this year. Peel Golf Club was founded in 1895, opening first as a nine-hole course to enhance the Victorian tourist offering on the Isle of Man. And there's a busy schedule of events planned to celebrate the anniversary. Men's captain is Ian Begley. Sally Morgan Moody is ladies' captain and club captain. And one of the club's directors, Alan Bashforth.
On Saturday the 5th of September is when the golf week starts. Which starts with a men's open medal, which is sponsored kindly by Dandara. And then we move on to the Tuesday, the 8th of September, which in the morning is the seniors open. It's a Stableford competition. Shotgun start at 9 o'clock. Presentation will be that evening. And then in the afternoon on the 8th, we have a competition for the juniors, which we have a really good section at Peel. And the tea times are available for 2 o'clock for the juniors to play. Presentation in the evening. The Wednesday is something a little bit special and not, I don't think, has been done on the island before. I stand corrected if it has. We're putting on a par 3 open, where all the holes will be 125 yards to the front of the green. So anyone's welcome to come down and have a go. Thursday the 10th, we have the ladies open. Thursday evening's the presentation, which will be with Dandara.
And on that night as well, there's a lot of ex-captains coming, so men, lady and junior captains.
So past captains. It'd
be quite nice to take a lot of photographs again to embellish our history, really.
And then on Friday the 11th of September, it's an open men's, lady and mixed team four-ball better ball. Two shotgun starts, one at 9 o'clock in the morning, one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The afternoon one's getting quite full already, so if anyone's interested, the 9 o'clock one's the best one to go for at the minute. Presentation for that will be in the evening. And then on the Saturday the 12th, we finish with the Captain's Day, with the Men's Captain's Day open.
Yeah, so people are booking in the morning up till about 10 o'clock, and then there's a shotgun start again at 2 o'clock. And that evening, we've got a whole host of presentations, so not just Captain's Day, but President's Day, and also the Watson Nurseries Par 3 competition will be presented that night too.
That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Winton. Update is back Thursday evening at 5:30. Remember those polling stations tomorrow for Douglas South, Pulrose Methodist Church, Skull Vallagield and the Annaker Primary School. After the 6 o'clock news, Spotlight is on with Sarah Hendy, George Ferguson at 6:30 with the greatest hits of your life.
WINT.
Are you looking for co-location, cloud or network services? In a world of instability and turmoil, you need a dependable hosting provider. Domicilium has been at the forefront of the island's success since 1991, driving cost savings through innovation for the largest banks and e-gaming companies through to the smallest startups. Contact Domicilium to book your tour of our state-of-the-art data center. Call 825-278 or email sales@domicilium.com.
Nothing beats a lovely country pub. And nothing beats a visit to Glenmona Hotel and Country Pub in Ramsey. Come and enjoy our spacious beer garden with fabulous food made using fresh local produce and great local beer. Why not call in for a midweek tasty treat or drink? The Glenmona is family and dog friendly, and our team are always here to help. For menus and more, find us on Facebook or book your table on 860-860. The Glenmona Hotel and Country Pub. You'll love it.
Audi, Bentley, Chevrolet, Hyundai, Jaguar, Kia, Lamborghini, Land Rover, Mazda, Mercedes, Mini, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Porsche, Renault, Seat, Skoda, Subaru, Suzuki, Toyota, Vauxhall, Volkswagen. What do all these big brands have in common? They all approve the Auto Solutions top of the range aircon service station for gas recovery, recycling and servicing. Aircon keeps you cool in warm weather and dehumidifies to keep your windows clear in damp weather. Have your aircon serviced at Auto Solutions. 670-145.
Whatever your profession, achieve success with ambitions. Trust ambitions.
So what direction are you going to take after uni? Your prospects are exciting and daunting at the same time. So why not give us a call at Ambitions Employment Agency? We can show you some great opportunities on the island. Come and see us for a free, no-obligation chat.
Whatever your profession, call 614-841.
Most worthwhile things in life need care right from the start. At Moore Stevens Business Sense, we know that from experience. We've coached 150 startup businesses. Our suite of services supports the very personal needs of those courageous individuals who set out in businesses of their own. Yes, we're part of Moore Global, operating in more than 110 countries, but we understand that big or small, business requires the personal touch. Trust us today to take it personally when you call on 662020.
Tickets are now available for this season's range of onboard dining events, featuring old favourites including the legendary Pie and Mash Train, the Curry Club and many more. Or take your taste buds on a trip to remember with our fabulous Dining Cars of the World and Steam Theme events. To find out what's cooking on the dining car and to book, call 697 457 or visit rail.im.
This Thursday evening at 6, Marilyn Crellin will be here to present Sharklay.
These stones, you know, they're large chunks of rock, but it took somebody hours and hours and hours.
Our design is much better than the German ones because they just use the old sign and then underneath they hang another small little sign.
It's something that somebody's going to suddenly discover and it'll be that moment of, oh, I never knew that.
You can find out more by joining Marilyn Crellin this Thursday evening at 6 for Charclay.
The Taste the Difference range by Sainsbury's. In almost every aisle and new arrivals all the time. Taste the Difference. Only at ShopRite. Proudly locally owned.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.